Now, we see God moves in, and God closes in. Verse 5, in the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. In other words, God now directly intervened. He did not speak by dream or vision, because this is a man he doesn't intend to reach. Even God would not endure this impious insult to heaven. He wrote on the wall of the banqueting hall. And was it done in anger? Very frankly, I think it was. But I think that the one who wrote this is the same one who wrote on the sand when they brought a sinful woman before him. Here it's a message of doom. He wrote forgiveness on that sand, and he shed his blood to fall on that ground there that she might be saved. And this king had ignored the God of heaven. Daniel makes that clear to him, by the way. Verse 6, then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The old boy couldn't stand up. He was too drunk to stand up a few moments ago, but now he's sober, because when he saw that on the wall, that sobered him. But he still can't stand. He's scared to death. He's overwhelmed with fear. And so the king cried aloud. This is verse 7 now of the 5th chapter of Daniel. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spoke and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing, show me the interpretation thereof, shall be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold about his neck, and shall be the third ruler of the kingdom. Notice that, third ruler of the kingdom, how accurate Daniel is. Man who wrote this book had to be there or know something about it. Now, you see, when Belshazzar finally got his senses back, he had these wise men trotted in, and he asked them to give him the interpretation, offer him a handsome reward, and all they could do was just stand there looking at it. They didn't know the answer. And I want to tell you, they're on the horns of a dilemma here, just what to do.